All right, welcome to another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. My name is JHP. I'm here with my guests, Peter and Stella.
Hello.
Stella Chu.
I am Stella.
Fucking nailed it. We should have him as the co-host from now on. That was great.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm okay. Thank you. Oh.
You didn't even stutter. You didn't even say
I know. He really didn't just hesitate at all to turn me down. It's crazy.
I'm sorry. Thank it's you.
Okay. He said yes and.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
You're right.
Wait, yes and's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a compliment.
Oh, it was a compliment.
You have trust issues.
I just woke up. Anyway, how's my morning going?
Yeah.
It's great. Well, I don't know. I keep having nightmares. So
about?
So this is kind of weird. I don't know if it's a bad thing. I just don't remember. I just wake up and I'm like, wow, that was terrible. And then I just don't remember what the actual nightmare was.
Do you have night terrors? Do you scream when you're sleeping?
Is that what night terrors are?
Well, you scream. You'll definitely wake up screaming. And you usually don't remember what it was.
Oh, I don't wake up screaming, but sometimes I'll be like,
yeah, that's how I wake up, like in a panic, in a rush,
yeah,
or something like that.
My dreams about very normal, everyday things that happen to everyday people, like someone being rude to me on the street and me, like, you know, doing like the, I want to tell him that he was rude to me and I'll go after him. And then nobody will like acknowledge that that person was rude and I'll just feel like a crazy person as I'm like, this person disrespected me. And everyone's just like, uh-huh. So that's like my nightmares.
I have the same type of like very like
mundane.
Like I'll be in line at a coffee shop and that's the whole dream. Mm. The line's just not moving. Mm. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Are these dreams going?
I don't even drink
like,
coffee.
Are you sure? Oh, you don't even drink coffee and you dream that you're at a coffee shop?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Does that mean something?
I guess it's like real life is our nightmare.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's no longer monsters with like giant arms and faces and eyes.
Yeah. I always thought that like hell was like, you know,
the
not
fuck?
The fire and stuff, but it's literally you on an LA freeway trying to make a left turn or like going in the left lane. And there's a car like just in front of you and then just behind you. And you literally can't make that and just endlessly.
Where everything is mid.
Yeah.
Your whole life is mid.
Yep.
Nothing is interesting and nothing is
exactly.
Sad.
It's
wait, just isn't that mid. Supposed to be like purgatory? Like that's how like that show The Good Place depicted it. Like
yeah.
Purgatory is just like everything that's just like it's kind of okay.
It's
like just below okay,
yeah.
But like tolerable.
It's like
you
never
know?
Have enough money to pay your bills, but like you kind of can just pay rent. Yeah.
You can kind of coast.
Yeah.
Never own property.
Nothing
always
tastes
rent
great.
Forever.
It's
it
just
sounds
kind
like
of
my
eh.
life.
Oh, shit.
Am I in purgatory now?
Woo. All of you are in purgatory. Welcome to the simulation.
I feel so sorry. Purgatory is you hosting a Boomer versus Zoomer podcast.
This is my lone light. Well, sorry. No, my daughter as well. So getting read by the mama.
He said that with such passion.
Yeah, my daughter as well. How is she?
She's doing good. She's, we're getting ready for her 1 year. Like,
dude,
you always
what?
Have to throw, like, I know, November, man. November 11th.
That,
9th,
does that
11th.
Trip you up? Or, like what the fuck?
Children.
I feel like you just told me, like, oh, my girlfriend just went to the hospital. She gave birth. She's
yeah.
beautiful. And, like, 1 year?
Yeah, yeah, it's almost there. So she's, like, 11 months or about to be 11 months. And she's, like, you know, doing the little, like, kind of standing thing and, like, crawling across. She's picking up stuff and starting to bash me in the head with it.
Oh, that's
she's becoming great. A real human
that.
Being
oh,
and
yeah,
not
like
just
a
toy.
Real human being. It's really weird and she just started learning how to say hi. So she
oh, she's talking
now.
She's
like, oh my God.
Hi. Hi. Well, she can just say hi and like da 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 da.
That's cute.
Honestly, yeah. It's the cutest thing when a child is just like so happy to see you and like, hi. Hi.
And then it
that
hurts
really
when
cute.
They don't care. It's like, I just came home from work and she's just like, and then, like, I will see her, like, 5 minutes ago, go upstairs, come back down. She's like,
does she have a favorite parrot? Can you tell? I feel like you could tell.
Do you want me to be murdered on the camera?
Oh!
It's the mother.
Cut it all out.
It's the mama.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, she's always, like, wants to go back to mom sometimes, but she has a good time with me. Like, she definitely loves, she's glasses. She's all about the glasses. So if I'm wearing glasses, she's gonna pull them off,
yeah.
Kind of bang me in the head like Bam Bam, mm-hmm.
You gotta bribe her.
And then toss them.
You gotta bribe her. Give her as much serotonin as possible.
So she like now is able to kind of like hold things to eat because she can eat like solids, obviously now. So we have these little like star like banana crackers, and so I just kind of slip those. But now she's starting to give it to the dog.
Sharing is caring. That's good.
They tag teamed and attacked me when I was holding a handful of it. The dog jumped for my hand. She jumped for the other arm. I was pinned down and they just like grabbed all the crackers
smart.
And ran.
That's way smarter than my cats.
Yeah. Child sounds like a share. Menace. In the best way possible.
Oh, in the best way possible. In the best way possible. I love it. But yeah, so we're planning for the 1 year. You know, you always have to have like a big like event or whatever. So we're just figuring that all out.
Yeah.
Gonna have like tacos, gonna have a crepes. You ever have crepes before?
You have Are you gonna have a smash cake? You should have a smash cake.
It's a smash cake.
It's where you give a cake to a baby and specifically so they can smash the crap out of it and no one gets to eat it.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the baby.
That's a great idea. I need to look into that because I've definitely seen that. I just didn't know it was called smash cake.
A smash cake.
It's like super cute and you're like, I cannot wait to eat this. And you realize it's not for you. It's for the baby.
See, I didn't know that because I did that when I was like one or two and there's photos of me with the cake. I thought I just ruined the birthday cake.
No, for you, that was specific. That was actually a cake that you ruined.
And that's sad to think about. Yeah. But that makes sense now.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had a name until now.
Yeah, smash cake. And it's usually like this big and it has everything. It's so cute. It's, if it's Barbie thing, there's going to be like a whole Barbie dream house on top. And they get to just go, me, 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 me.
Just beat the shit out of it. Wow. That's nice.
I want that for adults.
Yeah, we should have that for adults. Well, I know that there's like cakes where like if you get caked, they have a backup cake. You know, because no one wants to eat face cake.
I'm not a fan of the forced face cake.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate that shit too. If someone does that to me,
I freaking hate it. I've been to a couple events where it's like, you know, it's like a 7-year-old kid, and then like the parents are like, and when they're resisting, I'm like, this is weird, man.
I remember watching a TikTok where a kid specifically told his family, do not cake me. I do not want to be caked for my birthday. And I think like one of his aunts just came up and caked his ass, and then he just like got up and like he just like yelled, and then he just walked away. And then the aunt was like, "Why is he so mad for?"
Wow,
like,
she doesn't understand boundaries.
Yeah, I was just like, "What the fuck, man?" Like, I don't know. If someone specifically told me not to cake them, then like I would, you know, respect their wishes.
But also, you don't have to cake the whole cake. It's like a little bit of frosting on the nose, and you go boop.
Yeah, just like dude, just like. Like right on their forehead, you know?
Yeah.
Like I recently did that to my friend. We did it at a nightclub. We had like them come out with all of the sparklers and stuff as if we're getting a bottle service, but no, we're getting cake, which is even better, right? So you bring out the cake and I immediately go like this and boop her on the nose with it. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. And we're so drunk and so happy. And then a friend taps me on the shoulder and said, our other friend is having a bad night and we need you. And I immediately went sober and I'm like, okay, it's time. It's time. Mom mode. Let's go. And I went and I took care of her. She threw up on my shoes, put her in a cab, and I was an adult.
Oh, you're like the party sitter. Oh my God. You're an angel. You
know? I had a great time. I got to take my friend and bring someone to a car.
Yeah. I used to do that a lot in my frat days. Like I would, when we had frat parties, I would just be the guy who would like take care of people after they got way too fucking drunk. Not underage drinking though, because that's bad.
No, that's never
terrible.
Happened.
Never
ever
happened
in the
ever.
History of life.
But yeah, I remember one time I was taking care of one of my frat sisters. We were in a co-ed frat called AFIO, and she was like fucking piss drunk, and her best friend was like driving her home, and we're in the back seat, and then she just goes and then vomits all the way down, just down my front, and I am doing my best to keep my shit together and not get vomit all over her car, so I literally am just like... One arm cradling her to me, left arm holding the vomit pulled at my like at my waist to keep all the vomit just not get in the car itself. So I'm just like, yeah, this is great. So it was a 18-20 minute car drive back to her apartment.
Speed
so
bumps
I was like,
were your worst enemy.
Yeah, no, they really were. No, I actually think specifically she didn't want to get vomit all over her car. So whenever a speed bump came up, it would be like, but dum bum bum. As gentle as possible, but yeah, I mean, essentially, just all those parties from college have made me immune.
I've caught vomit in my hand like this.
Oh,
I was like, no, here you go, baby. Just okay, and then I go and then, and I'm like, okay, more
into your hands.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't do it into a purse. That's even worse. My hands, I can at least.
I've
wash.
Seen that before.
That smell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, that purse ain't coming back either. Yeah.
You can wash your hands, but
well, yeah, yeah. So there is actually, man, I can't expose. There's an employee at 100 Thieves. We were at a party, like a TwitchCon party, or not even a party. It was like a kickback at a bar or something. Mm-hmm. And me and her had been, oh shit. Me and this person.
Them.
Sorry.
Non-gendered.
Me and this person had been drinking and just like talking. We're hanging out. This is like way before either of us worked at 100 Thieves, by the way. We were just hanging out. But she said that the alcohol hit her a lot harder than she expected. And then suddenly she just puked on my shoes. Like just like she was like pretty normalish. And then like right in front. But the best part was Queen Pokimane was just sitting like probably like 8 feet across from me when this happened. And then just her face went like, oh, like
she didn't even come help.
No, but she didn't. I mean, she wasn't able to. All she could do was react to the situation. So yeah, she was like, oh. And then the bouncers were like, yeah, we can't have this shit. And then we both got kicked out. I was like, whoa, bro, I didn't even throw up. I just got thrown up on. I'm getting kicked out. But yeah, well, just kidding. But yeah, that was a very wonderful, memorable experience that I continue to give this person shit for to this very day. Like, she told me that, oh, I could never speak to Pokey again. Because they're in, like, the same circles a lot. It's like, I could never speak to Pokey again. I was like, I don't think she actually cares anymore. Like, she probably thinks of it as, like, a funny memory, if she even remembers that it happened.
You're the only one who remembers
so,
it, Peter.
But for her, it's, like, one of the most agonizing, embarrassing moments of her life. So, you know. Gotta control your alcohol. I mean, the funny thing was, she seemed so normal. She was like, I'm gonna throw up. And then within like 2 or 3 seconds, it was instantaneous. Yeah. So, yeah, that's great.
I love that we're just sharing puke stories right now. For everyone who's listening that has like, you know, puke phobia, woo, they're having a great time right now.
We should maybe do like a trigger warning, like a puke warning.
I mean, we're not actually seeing it.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know,
I was visualizing it. Yeah, I was still grossed out. I'm not gonna lie,
dude.
Well,
sometimes
you
like,
guys are creative minds. So.
Yeah, when I
was not.
When I hear about like puke or poop or whatever stories, like the fluids.
Yeah,
it doesn't really bother.
It's all part of the human.
Doesn't
process.
Really bother me.
You can visualize it in your brain. Process. We were both. We can probably see it. In
it
our
doesn't
mind,
bother me,
scene.
But you were like physically. You were doing this, kind of giving the example of what was going on.
Oh, like the pooling of the puke
and
near
I was like,
my stomach.
Oh, that's not very. That's kind of gross.
I mean, you've probably been to a fair few college parties in your day, have you not?
I dropped out.
You still go to the parties?
I mean, yeah, every once in a while. I like. Like
did
you
we
were
ever talk about your 21st?
I spent my 21st with Tanner, actually, and Austin. We were in Vegas, and I was down a lot on the roulette table. So.
How much is a lot?
I think overall the trip, I was down a grand, which I was not happy about.
That's
like the admission fee to get into Vegas, I feel like.
No, I would say, I mean, obviously it depends on your situation, but like it could be worse.
You're Mr. Like 100 Thieves JHB, though.
I know. But you were talking about like how you guys are the ones that like kind of watch over people, and that's kind of always been me since, I don't know, since I've worked in this industry. I've been like, I started here when I was 17, and so I kind of had to wait until I was actually 21 this year to do anything. So for the meantime, I was kind of just like...
So you've always been dad. You were born dad.
I was watching everyone get drunk, and I'm just kind of like, just there like, yeah, I have a water, all that stuff. So
I have liquid IVs in my purse.
I don't know.
That's the kind of person I am. Liquid IV is a powdered Pedialyte that you give to full-grown adults with water, and then the next day they don't have a hangover.
Yeah, you're a good person.
I do that. I also prepared. Have cough drops in my purse. I'm just like providing all the time.
Are you like the rave mom when you go to raves?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Totally.
Like no one needs to take care of me. I take care of everyone else.
Dude, you know what they never talk about for rave moms and rave dads? When you wear the fucking camel pack with the water, like the water just sits on your lower back, so it feels like you need to fucking pee all the time, like constantly. Mm. So, like, that shit is a nightmare.
I've never worn a camelback.
Really?
Yeah, I just carry a bottle in my purse.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know. Just, I'm like a fucking full-on hydration station with all the fixings that you fucking need for, like, if you're having a terrible time, you know? So
best way is to put soju in it, and then you just, everyone's going to continue having a great time.
I cannot think of a worse, like, you were just, like, dehydrated as fuck. You're dying. You walk up to this guy, he's like, please, can I get a sip off your camelback? He's like, sure, dude. And then, like, you
soju.
Sip it. It's just fucking strawberry soju. You're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, sorry, that's my soju pie.
Oh, did you want the water, bro? I'm sorry, I don't got any of that shit. Yeah. Fuck. I haven't been to a rave in actually so long, though. I keep like putting it off, but I think last time I went to the last rave I went to was EDC 2019.
I've never been to EDC. I've never actually been to like a big rave.
Really?
I've just done like little tiny babies.
I think EDC is the only rave worth going to.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't actually know that much about raves, but I've been to like three small raves, and then three baby raves, and then I've been to EDC once, and I was like, okay, EDC just completely blew it out of the water.
Don't do anything else, just go to EDC.
Yeah. Okay. And I think it's just because at my like older age, you know.
Older age.
I think most people at EDC are probably like young to mid 20s, probably. I'm like early 30s now. It's like that shit, I don't have the energy for it anymore. Mm. When people want to go like 3 days to any festival, that shit kills me. I went to Coachella for 3 days. Was it this year? Holy fuck, it was this year. I went to Coachella 3 days this year, and I wanted to fucking die. It felt like my spinal column had fused into one singular bone. That was shit. I'm never doing 3 days of a festival ever again. I'm gonna maybe do like Friday, take Saturday off, and then go Sunday or something like that.
Okay, yeah. That's a responsible plan.
It's not even about responsibility. It's just my body can't fucking do it anymore. I will disintegrate into dust.
Mm. Didn't you heard about all that Burning Man stuff too? Yeah. That kind of put me off as well.
Yo, my friend was there and they had told her it was her first Burning Man. They're like, hey, so like the radio says that there might be a storm coming. If you guys want to leave, you should probably leave now. And they're like, oh, okay. So within the hour they left. And as they were driving, like the rain started going and they're hearing all these reports of like the flooding and people had to hunker down and all that stuff. And it was like the roads were so slick and muddy back like at camp, whereas like they're leaving. So like the roads were fine. I'm like, yo, you made it out of there at the right time. It would have been the worst like Burning Man of your life.
Didn't someone fucking die?
What?
I heard someone died.
One person did. I think my favorite part of all of that were the tweets about people like, you know, I made a deal with like some of the CEOs that were all stranded out there. I'm going to bring over a case of water and I'll get like 5,000 stock in Microsoft or, like shares or something. Shares.
That's funny.
Wow. Wait, what happened to the guy who died?
I don't know exactly. I can look it up, but like there was definitely, I don't know if anybody was injured. I think it might've just been a death.
Wow. But, yeah. Last I saw it, like they were investigating the death, but I was like, did that shit become like Lord of the Flies overnight? Like what the fuck? Yeah. I don't know. My friends saw the headlines for Burning Man and they were like, we should go to Burning Man. Like, are you fucking crazy? Like, why would this like appeal to you in terms of going to Burning Man?
I don't want to choose to be an apocalypse, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Some of the stuff I saw coming out of that was wild.
There's like another event called Wasteland Weekend and everyone chooses to dress like Mad Max and go out into the desert and cover themselves with like dirt and like spikes. And like yell and scream and like spray their mouth with silver. And I'm like, that sounds really dirty and there's no toilets. I'm gonna not.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, that sounds dope as fuck. And what? I would be down.
How?
Until you said the no toilets, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna shit.
It was
a
like people's like caravans that they bring in, but like, you know, you have to choose to like live homeless in a way. And I don't wanna do that.
Yeah. I wanna. It sounds so spoiled, but like I want that, but like the glamping aspect of it.
No,
like
I want to
go
glamping.
Like, oh fuck yeah, spikes, fire, whatever, dirt. But then I go back to my like my air conditioned unit with like a shower and like a toilet,
comfort, no bugs in your bed.
Yeah,
Jesus. So 70,000 people stranded. The death they said was unrelated to that, and it said that part, just to give an idea of how much rain they got. This area of Nevada was hit with 2 to 3 months worth of rain, up to 0.8 inches in just 24 hours.
Oh, shit.
Three months of rain in 24 hours.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy. Holy God. Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like they had a good time, though. I saw like videos that they took while they were there. Like some of that, they were doing like fashion shows and shit in the mud and rain. And I was like, I mean, all right.
Just overall, I can't see myself going to Burning Man. Like Coachella, yeah, but like Burning Man.
Burning Man's like a little too grimy for you.
Yeah, based off of what I've seen, I've only been to one festival ever, and that was with Leslie and Myung and them. I went to Tomorrowland, and that was in Belgium, and it was like I didn't know we were going until like we were there, and I was really excited because I've never been in like that type of environment before. But overall, it was a great time just because like people from all around the world just at one festival. Just drinking, enjoying the music. It was a great experience.
Yeah. I heard music festivals in Europe are typically fucking like crazy. They go really hard. So that sounds like it must have been really fun.
The only reason I would want to go to like Burning Man or Tomorrowland is if I was like also building something there. Like I was part of like one of the big installations.
Oh, you could like choose to build an installation if mm-hmm. you go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you get in with a crew and everyone like has their job and just like there's, it's kind of crazy because like you've seen pictures, they go like 50 feet in the air. I'm like, how did you build that in like 3 days?
In like the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. I want to do that. I want to learn. I want to help.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're very crafty. Like, have you built like installation, like that kind of stuff before?
Maybe not something that's like stable like that. Everything I build is wearable, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of like, can I bring it to a convention? Like, can I fit it in a suitcase? That's kind of like where I'm at with mm-hmm. all the stuff I built. But like the biggest thing I ever built was my KDA Tails.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, those things are massive.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw all the TikToks where you're like trying to like use an escalator and shit like that. And you're just like, oh, you had to like walk sideways so you're not like hitting people from the side and shit.
Yeah, dude.
But those are really cool though. Thank you. Yeah, and like, I was like, yeah, I mean, knowing you, I was like, she built that herself. Yeah. That's fucking wild.
And speaking of lower back pain, that give me permanent back pain.
I was just thinking cosplaying in general must give so much body pain because you're wearing like all that stuff, like it adds up, right?
Yeah, and like high heels, and you have to like pose with your spine completely like right? You mm-hmm. like look like a cute girl. Meanwhile, like, you know, there's 20 pounds of gear on you.
Yeah, you're just like trying to like, you know how like my girlfriend always complains like when she puts on makeup, but she doesn't want to have like an active day because she doesn't want her like makeup to run. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, okay, but cosplayers, they're literally walking the convention floor, doing so many things. They're like posing, doing TikToks, whatever.
Sweating.
Do you have to do you have to come up with like, I don't know, just fucking like waterproof makeup, whatever techniques to keep it from like not going everywhere?
Yeah, pretty much. Us and drag queens have a lot of overlap.
Nice.
We just kind of have to like make our face complete, like all these layers and stuff. It's like painting our face. Like literally when we're putting on makeup, I call it painting our face.
That makes sense.
There's so much involved.
Yeah, it's like, does your face actually feel like heavy?
That's a good question. At this point, I think I'm just used to it. I feel like it's not heavy per se, but I know that like whenever I put makeup on another person, they're like, just feels weird. There's just like stuff on my face. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't even experience that feeling anymore.
Okay, this sounds like some real like pussy shit in comparison. It's like, I just started doing skincare recently. So I'm like, oh my God, I could feel the sunscreen on my face.
Oh no, you need better sunscreen then.
I've been experimenting. Okay. Because like, I know that like, I used to never wear sunscreen because I used to hate how it felt.
Yeah.
But now like, I know that there's stuff that like feels more like dry or like more natural on, mm-hmm. on the skin. So yeah. I've been going through it. But like, yeah, I have like a skincare routine now and like, it's like, my face feels weird. I don't know.
Yeah, but it feels better.
It feels better. I heard it's like rough in the beginning though.
Yeah, because you're like, getting used to it, your skin's getting used to it. It's like, what is this moisturizer?
Also, I've been using, it's like salicylic acid or something. It's supposed to be like a,
it's good for like exfoliant. Like pimples.
Yeah.
If you get like acne, use salicylic acid.
So I don't get pimples as much, but I get ingrown hairs, which I think is from like dead skin staying on your and like your hair grows under it and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah. But yeah, like in comparison to like what you have to do to prepare for your cosplays, it sounds like,
I mean,
like, that's just like, you do that like, that's like normal shit, like on top of the already.
But
like,
I love talking about skincare. Do you guys like talking about skincare? It's fun. I can talk about it all day.
I mean, here, if you have a cosplay, let's say like 5 p.m., what time do you have to like start?
Usually 2 to 3 hours beforehand.
No, that's, I don't know. That's just crazy to me. Just, I'm not used to that type
like,
of.
If I have to be at a con at noon, I wake up at 9.
Wait, that actually, I feel like you do your shit really efficiently then. I was going to say like, just say like 5 to 6 hours, you know?
If I'm doing like body painting, which I like never, I hate doing body mm-hmm. painting. That stuff feels gross. And it's sticky and you can't touch anything or you get like all the color on it. But yeah, like it's just makeup and then like putting on the costume takes like another half an hour to an hour, depending on how complicated it is. Like if you're trying to put on a Genshin Impact cosplay, that's going to take a whole hour. There's so many things involved.
Yeah. So many layers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I'm sorry. What do you think is the longest time you spent like just on a cosplay?
Building one or putting it on?
I'd say both.
So building one the longest was 3 months.
Okay.
And then I think that was actually like back in like Overwatch times, I made like a Pharah cosplay so I had the whole armor and stuff.
Wow.
So I was a
robot.
I was like a Gundam walking around. That took me 3 months to build, like fixing it constantly because there's so much engineering that goes into it. And in terms of like getting ready into a cosplay, I want to say like 3 hours really is the max.
Okay.
Even when I got body painted, I was like, hey, so we have a schedule to work on, so you got to go fast. When she was body painting and she's like, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm like always building costumes. So like sometimes I'll be like, wait, I've been working on this costume for like 6 months, but that's because I stopped for like 5 months.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Okay.
It's like another hyper focus happened. Like my dopamine wasn't, you know, going. Or somebody hit me up and was like, yeah, I need a costume. It's Halloween. I'm like, oh God. Okay. I'm going to put aside my personal projects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Mm. Wow. Wait, so you say that a lot of engineering goes into these costumes, which is obvious, like obviously for like Farrah, things like that. It's a lot of thought goes into it. Did you have like a background that helped you at all when it came to like developing these skills needed to make your cosplays, or did you just like have to research everything on the fly?
So both, because I went to school for graphic design and like fine arts and stuff. So I have like a degree in like printmaking and all that stuff, which just basically means the old style of not using Photoshop back in the day. And my school kind of taught me how to use Photoshop and like editing programs, but it wasn't until I like graduated when I was able to like use like editing programs and like Photoshop, Illustrator, like all that stuff. I had to teach myself 3D modeling if I wanted to get into 3D printing, because back when I was in school, by the way, I'm the boomer in this. I don't know, you guys can guess my age, but it was back before 3D printing was a thing, before 3D models a thing, and I had to teach myself that after
you're still
I graduated.
Young. I mean,
you're still young.
We're still young.
Yeah, we are.
Based on everyone in this room, I think I'm the third oldest.
I have no idea how old you are. I'm going to be honest.
I know, but I have a laptop in front of me with internet.
You fucking cheater.
So I will hold my tongue.
You're older than me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it by like a year?
Just about a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Am I older than you?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, that means she's probably not even older than me then.
No.
Oh.
Older than JHB.
Okay, yeah, I guess third oldest.
That's why JHB is our Zoomer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
21 now?
Yep, 21.
Baby. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's weird. I'm not used to like being able to walk into like a liquor store or anything. I haven't, though. That's the problem. I just kind of like, yeah, I'm 21. And I was, I don't know.
Do you have a taste for alcohol?
Not really. It probably when I do, like I probably get drunk maybe once every few months, I will be honest. And that's maybe just me and my friends celebrating something, like whether that's us on like a vacation or like something like that. But when I'm back home, I just can't drink.
Oh, so it's more like,
I feel like it's more of a celebratory, like we're here type of drink than like, I can't just, I went to Will Neff's party like 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe had a Coke and rum and like 4 waters. And that was the entire experience for me.
Coke and rum and 4 waters. What a night you had. That's crazy.
I went crazy. That's just usually how it is for me. I don't know, being 21 is, it's cool. I can buy alcohol now, but I don't. And I think that's
all right.
There's only
like two more exciting moments in your life. 25, you can rent a car on your own. And then 35, you can run for president.
I still have never rented a car.
I mean,
do you know how to drive?
I do know how to drive.
Good.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't own a car right now. Like, I haven't driven since COVID, basically. I had a car before COVID happened. I gave my car back to my mom. And ever since I was just like, okay, we're just going to stay indoors. We're basically staying indoors for like 2 years essentially. Yeah. And then I just never bought a car after COVID.
It's different
quote unquote
now.
Ended.
Yeah. With like Ubers and
yeah.
Lyft
so I've just been kind of relying on like, just like calling Ubers, rideshares, et cetera. I'm a passenger, not pillow princess.
Pillow princess.
Sorry, wrong term. Passenger princess. My girlfriend drives me all around a lot. I love you, Anita. Thank you, baby. But she is telling me like, ha, 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 baby, I don't mind driving you. When are you getting a car? It's like, I can just call an Uber. It's fine. But
she wants to be the passenger princess.
I do have a reason though. It's because I hear that electric cars are going to become. Like, there's going to be more electric cars in, like, the next 2-ish years. So, I want EVs to be a little better before I, like, invest in buying one.
Well,
that's, like, the copium.
I'm my next car, because we got to get the family car. You know,
right.
Family car. We're trying to get, like, an SUV, like, hybrid EV, like a plug-in hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Like
so,
Kia?
It's, like, you can use some electric or you can use some gas.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Prius.
No, it's like a Toyota SUV, RAV4. Though. It's called Toyota RAV4 Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's like you get 45 miles on electric and then like a ton on hybrid, but like you can charge the electric while you're driving the gas. So essentially you get like 600 miles before you have to like refill both.
I just bought a new car. It was great. I have the new Prius Prime. The one that looks like a Tesla is sexy. It's like
is it really sexy?
Is that
also the plug-in
hybrid? Yeah, it's a plug-in hybrid, nice. And it's like 115 miles per gallon. Bro, yeah. It's nice. It's
I need to take a look.
But I haven't driven it because I haven't gotten my insurance on it yet. So it's just sitting in my garage and we like show it to our friends. Oh. Like, come into our garage, look at our car, don't touch it.
These are pretty nice.
It's so sexy. It has a sunroof.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
How do the tail lights look? That has always been my problem with Priuses. They never see, they just want to look unique for some reason, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But they always look hideous.
The Z shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the new one has a Z shape. I think it just looks like a Tesla.
Yours is the brand new one. It's brand new. So it has like the new like HUD. Like it's got like a full screen.
Like, yeah. When I say it looks like a Tesla, it really looks like somebody was like, I'm going to steal this idea. Okay. It works. Everyone likes it. Let's just do that.
Oh, these look normal.
They're nice. I'm telling you, if you don't feel like going full electric, but you still want to have hybrid, like the plug-in electric or the move.
It's nice. Are we going to talk about property values next? This feels like very boomer talk.
Hey,
I refuse. We're talking about interest rates.
What's up?
Get me the fuck away from here.
I'm touring apartments later today.
I'm touring apartments.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. After my current lease is up, I'm going to move in with my girlfriend to help her pay her mortgage. So
that's nice.
That's the plan.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is boomer talk.
This is really
right. It's become boomer talk.
She's going to renovate her place.
What do you guys usually talk about with
just literally anything?
Anything.
With like the Zoomer, like what is like a typical Zoomer talk? Because like,
well, it's whatever James brings up.
It's what more like his perspective on these topics.
Me bringing up stuff is kind of just chiming in with me doing something that just doesn't relate to it at all, I feel like.
The thing is, James has an old soul. So I feel like sometimes we never truly have a Zoomer guest until we brought Vinny on, and then there's something that he said, and my brain like paused for 8 seconds, and the comments are fucking straight roasting me. He's like, dude, Vinny had great energy. I don't know why this guy didn't reciprocate. What a fucking asshole. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. That was my third podcast that day. I was really tired, and like, please, I'm sorry, man.
So, don't bully me. I'll cry.
What I like to do on some podcasts is like, if there's like a 5 second shot of Peter just not saying anything, I will edit that in to like a full blown awkward moment, and then I'll tweet that out. And a lot of the engagement is just laughing at it.
You've been doing that?
Yeah, I have.
They've been banging too.
Can we pause? I'm gonna fucking choke this guy out real quick.
No, hear me out. The last episode with Jesser, we got like clip with like 4 million views. I'm just saying.
Wow. So.
It was me just not saying anything for 5 seconds.
And the Vinny one got like 3 or 4 million views. Yeah, of just you guys not saying anything. And then when Jesser spoke about YK Osiris, I cut to you for like a good second just doing this. That was the entire point.
Bro, everyone's going to just think that, wow, they brought in this geriatric fuck who just like can't speak. He just exists in this space. Well, like, why does he even have a podcast? Is he just sitting there nodding or just like brain pausing?
The funny part is I'm like probably the most quiet one on the podcast.
You are! Oh my God. Dude, the fucking comments. When people come into my stream, like, dude, JHP was on the pod, but like, he didn't really say that much. I'm like, that's his fucking fault. He just sits there nodding, and this whole time, it's you editing me. I'm gonna fucking kill this kid. God fucking damn it. You bet.
Okay. I would say, I will say, I apologize, one to you, Peter, but also because I don't talk a lot, I'm more of a listener. I try and join in when I feel like it's a good opportunity, but I'm not really good at seeing when the good opportunity
is. You do kind of look like a therapist right now with like your generic like cup that you're holding in your hand and your cross legs. Yeah.
Thank you.
You look very soothing.
You do.
I'm just very relaxed.
But you're not soothing me right now.
I know.
You're filling me with rage.
I'm hurting your feelings, and I apologize.
JHP, I need one of those moments now with this moment.
Stop it. Like, don't encourage this shit. How dare you? It's not what I signed up for, okay?
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't. I'm scared of pauses now. Like, I'm scared of like not talking for like 2 seconds. I feel like I have to constantly fucking talk. Asshole.
It's good because they do well. That's the point.
He's like, be more viral.
Oh, no, stop!
That's the ticket right there.
I'm gonna fucking,
did you see that?
End this shit. No, I don't. Our social media person is nodding their head and like doing their finger like this. Like, yes, that shit right there. You
do
fucking
bastard.
No, I don't. Okay. Okay, I saw you just had a very viral tweet or a viral TikTok recently.
What did I do?
Tell us more about it.
I don't know. What did I do?
You don't remember?
No, I don't
remember. It popped the fuck off.
What the fuck? Which one was it? I don't know.
You see, now you're on the spot.
Oh, I don't know which one it was. Tell me which one it was.
I mean, you do have very many popular TikToks, so I understand.
I don't know which one it was. You haven't even told me. I'm like trying to remember which one it was.
Okay, I don't want to. Someone with a computer, pull it up. Do it. Do it now.
Two people.
Computer, activate.
Activate viral Stella Chew TikTok now.
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, it was the one that you did with Lena Lemon. You guys were yelling at each other in front of a KFC.
Yeah, that was great. Did you watch that episode?
That's the thing. I watched that TikTok without context.
Oh.
So I was just like, to be honest, I don't get the shit.
They broke up in front of a KFC canonically.
Really?
Yeah, in the anime.
In the actual anime.
Yeah, but
the
thing is,
KFC?
There's a 500 people walking past them because it's in the middle of like Shibuya or something.
Oh.
And so there's like so many people walking past them as they're like 20 feet apart saying like, I'm going to kill all people who aren't sorcerers. You can't just do that. What about your parents? They don't matter in this. It's for the betterment of humanity and the evolution of mankind. And they're just like normal human beings walking by, not
Wait,
even acknowledging.
It's in front of a KFC?
It's in front of a KFC.
Okay, so I read the manga for JJK. I know that scene, but I don't think he was in front of KFC.
They put him in the front of KFC.
So I just think it's funny that they like product placement, talk about murdering all humans that are not sorcerers. So okay, that makes a lot more sense.
KFC jumped in on that and they tweeted and was like, "Oh no, we're so sorry for your loss, you guys. You're gonna be okay."
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
How much anime have you been watching lately?
Recently, not much. One Piece live action count. Have you watched it?
I've seen two episodes.
Okay. Okay.
It's
not made for you. It's made for a female audience. I'm just going to say that right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I already know that I'm not like the target demographic for the show.
No,
it's for kids and for the female gays.
Yeah, it's for the female straights, you mean.
You have kids, so you're like kind of grouped into it.
She wasn't watching it. I was watching it. She was asleep when I was watching it. I enjoyed it. But also, I never really watched the anime. It makes me want to go watch it. But like, out of all the, you know, live action anime adaptation, I actually really, really liked it, which is weird because when the trailers came out, I was like,
no one was confident. And then it came out, and we're all like, yo, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
It's really good.
I think I'm a hater. I think I'm just a fucking hater. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's great.
How could it be better then? What do you want to do? What do you want from it?
Okay, I have notes. All right.
Okay.
I do think some of the action scenes feel really flat.
Okay, continue.
I think Zoro, while very hot and cast well, I think he's misdirected. I think they make him really like, yeah, I'm Roro Zoro. I'm really good at being a samurai. While in the actual manga and anime, he's like much more like loud, rambunctious. He has like a lot more expressive personality.
And he's a little dumber in the manga.
Yes, he's much dumber in the manga. Like he's kind of a blockhead. He gets lost a lot, you know? But
he
like,
only got lost once.
He also yells a lot too. It's like, Livia! Like he yells. He fucking yells. But like in the in the live action, he's just like, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah,
a sexy samurai.
But for me, that works because I
know
like,
it works. I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to accept it as like, this is their interpretation of Zoro. Fine.
It's the Zoro we wanted, okay? We as in me.
Okay, whatever, man. Also, I think some of the acting is a little...
Which
not
one?
From the main cast. I think the main cast is cast great.
Okay.
I think, like, I was not... I'm actually surprised how much I like Luffy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great. One thing I think they wronged him with is he should be eating food all the time.
Yeah.
There's a scene where he's like rejecting food. I'm like, that's not my Luffy.
Yeah,
who
but
the fuck
I think
are
in
you?
That scene it was more of like he was kind of, because that was when Ro was like
Wait,
injured,
no, you
right?
only watched two episodes, right?
Yeah.
So he hasn't gotten up to that. Which scene were you talking about?
There's a scene where like the mayor of the town is like offering him food.
Yeah, and he's just like, he came back for one.
Yeah, but it's like, he should be shoveling that entire fucking plate down his throat, you know?
That's true. I would have.
Yeah. So yeah, there's like stuff like that. Some of the child acting is like a little, like it's.
But it's children.
I hate children.
Okay.
Except for your kid. Kid's great.
Specifically yours and everyone else who's watching.
I thought the casting was really, really well done.
I thought it was really well done.
It can be kind of hokey sometimes, like when you watch like other live action where it's like, yeah, they very clearly have a wig on, and it's just like,
yeah, there's some stuff like that.
One. And there's still some of that, but I think, like, whatchamacallit? What's his, I forget the names, the buddy in the beginning, the one who goes with the glasses.
Oh, Cody.
Cody. Dude looks exactly like the anime.
No,
like,
it's insane.
Cody.
Like,
so Kobe.
Kobe. Oh, sorry, Kobe. Kobe.
Kobe's the best. I'm obsessed with Kobe. I want to follow them on social media and just like watch them be a person.
I'm just curious. So wait, spoiler alert. This is actually a spoiler alert. Kobe becomes sexy eventually. Like he glows up.
I don't
and
know.
Ages
that's
up.
Even that's so, yeah, I don't even
I can't
know.
Imagine that guy glowing up. Like he just looks like a little baby. You want to protect him. I can't imagine be like fucking gruff, cool ass Kobe. You know what I mean?
Dude, I freaking love Sanji's accent.
Oh, that Sanji. You haven't met Sanji yet. Oh my god, Sanji. Oh my god. Like, he's got like a French urban
South African accent. Bit. Mm-hmm, like it's
okay.
It's dope.
I haven't gone there yet. I've seen pictures of the Fishman Pirates. That shit looks rough. I'm gonna be quite frank.
You get over it. I mean, the thing is, like, when you look at the anime, how the hell, unless you're gonna do full CGI, which I think would be terrible.
Okay.
How else do you like?
That's
translate
I think that's just
that
like
over.
Where like live action falls apart for me. I
well,
guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't think like, they did that bad. The Fishman. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. You know where I do think they did wrong? Is Shanks. Like I do not. Like
oh my
the
god! Yes.
Actor
the casting
for
Shanks is like he looks so lame.
He looks so lame.
He looks so lame.
I mean, I'm sorry if the actor watches this. I'm so sorry. I'm like but I just wanted someone who was way more
like he needed to be hotter.
Hotter. Yeah.
And it's not even like that. That actor's not hot. I looked him up. That dude's hot. It's just like.
He
I just don't
fit
see
Shanks.
It. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like not justified at that point, like in the way that you guys are talking about it. Like he's supposed to be like a super badass, right? Or something. Yeah, I just don't feel like at this season.
He's
like,
supposed to be
maybe
a goofy
season,
super badass. Yeah. Right. And that guy was not goofy. He was more like calming and like trustworthy. And I wanted a guy who was just like kind of goofy.
I liked you haven't gotten to him. What was the dude with the big ass sword?
Mihawk.
That
was perfect. Oh my god,
was he good?
That casting and that dude, like it could have easily been so corny, just like the way that he like performs it, but it's just like
he is like the epitome of like Chunin Byo, like the guy who's just like, ugh, you're all beneath me, and I'm like, yeah, I am beneath you. Please step on me, Jesus Christ, you're so hot. Yeah, his like his facial hair, dude. Even though it's like the weirdest looking facial, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. That's great. That's great. That's and perfect. His contacts, fucking love it. His facial like bone structure, I just want him to be in my life so bad.
Damn,
he's so hot.
Damn.
And then when he pulls out his tiny sword, I'm like, yep.
That's I mean, if you've seen the anime, but that scene is
so. The first two episodes actually made me start reading the manga again because I never finished. I never caught up. So like, I'm right now. I just got to Alabasta, which is like. The debt, like against fucking Baroque Works, all that shit. So, yeah. I guess another criticism I had was I want my hulking dudes to be hulking dudes. So, when Which I hulking? Saw Captain Morgan and like the Iron Jaw guy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because in the manga, he's like fucking massive.
Yeah.
And in the
it's
manga,
like
he's
mountain.
Like. I don't know. He just looks like an action figure.
Yeah, in the anime, he was. Yeah, I agree. He didn't look all that great, but I think it's just kind of like limitations of casting.
No, I think you fucking get. What's his name? What's the actor from Guardians of the Galaxy? The one who plays Drax?
Yeah. But he's probably so expensive.
Whatever, just get him. The One Piece budget's insane. Just get someone that guy size. Get the mountain from Game of Thrones.
I know, the mountain would be great.
Like he needs to be fucking huge. And then he came out, he's just like kind of normalish, pretty muscular.
He kind of looks like an evil villain from the 70s. You know, all those 70s films, the sci-fi ones, he kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
It's not always about looks, man. It's also balancing the acting.
Okay, well.
So you could get somebody like that, and then they just can't act that part right, and then it feels awkward.
And then his son, what was his son's name?
Haircut
boy?
Fuck, he was great.
He was perfect.
And his tension with Zoro was amazing, and there's probably going to be so much fan fiction out there. Can you guys please send me this fan fiction? I need to read this fan fiction right now.
I really liked his arc, too. I know you aren't getting there yet.
I mean,
you know what's going to happen.
Matt, as a reader of the manga, I am fully aware of what happens with this arc.
So like,
I don't need to watch the shitty live action to know.
Does he have a relationship with Zoro where they just constantly bump into each other and he's always the bottom?
You know, I gotta say, I'm not caught up, but maybe.
Secretly. Send me this fan fiction right now. I want it. I need it. I need the haircut boy to be the bottom. I need Zoro to be the guy who doesn't care about him, but always appears and then just ruins his life. It's great.
Do you have a BL library?
I have a BL podcast. I am the person that has unskippable cutscenes with my friends because they'll be like, so how is, what are you reading lately? And then 20 minutes later, they're like, I really just want to go to the bathroom right now and leave you because you just won't stop talking about mermaids and like egg preg and aliens and like wolf dynamics between ABO people. I don't know. Tentacles. Why are you talking to me about, I know way too much about like how genitalia works now.
What is egg preg?
Okay, so it's when an alien inserts eggs into your body through your butthole.
Oh, it sounds like a splort.
It comes out. It's called ovopostulation or whatever it's called. But like, yeah, it comes out of them through just their, like, you know, their. I'm gonna say this. It comes out through their dick, and then it just impregnates you, and you have all of these eggs inside of you, and they're
very
large.
Wait, so they shoot eggs out of their dick into their butt?
Into their butt, and then you as the recipient somehow just grow a womb in there because they're aliens.
Damn.
Any more questions?
I can't believe there's a scientific term for it.
Well, my only entry into this was splorch. So that's all I knew about that. So thank you, Bad Dragon, again. Woo. We need to get a sponsor for the cast.
Yeah, actually, Bad Dragon. This is the third time I've brought them up now. You know, then you can say whatever you want on this podcast if Bad Dragon's the sponsor.
Yeah. Do you know what splorch is, JHB?
No.
Now he does.
I don't know what BL means either.
Boys love.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Also another word for yaoi, but yaoi's like so 90s, and we say boy love now.
Boy love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when boys love each other.
Yeah, they love, and kissing express and hugging. Love
and more than that.
You said it was between Ro and, I forget what the guy's name. The son.
Captain Morgan's son.
Haircut.
Yeah. We're just going to call him haircut. I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they call him
that
haircut.
Guy was perfectly cast.
He was
like,
great.
He was great. Like the scene, like that was never in the manga where he's like in front of the mirror with a sword and he's naked. I was like,
when they said
like
nudity, I was expecting some female nudity, and it was just him.
It was
and,
his ass.
And with Zoro, and I'm like, they did this for me. It's for me and my podcast, and it is great.
Yeah. He has a nice ass. He does. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yeah.
Never said you were.
Okay, so did anyone get a fuck you? Did anyone else get the weird like tonal shift though when like the Baroque Works guy came to visit Zoro to recruit him, and then Zoro just cut that fucking guy in two, and you could see his spine? I was like, oh, what the fuck, dude? Like they were never this explicitly violent.
He cut his head off, right?
He cut his torso.
He cut him in half, like his torso, so you could see his spine.
And then he put it in a bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like that shit was like. I know, like, people die in One Piece, but, like, half the time when someone gets shot, it's, like, in the shoulder or, like, non-lethal. It's not always, like, explicitly, like, that they're dead. I've never seen someone, like, cut in half in One Piece.
Although, I mean, the first chapter, like, Shanks's crew just straight up shoots one of the mountain guys in the head.
That is true. Like, I guess their depictions of violence is, like, inconsistent. Yeah. It feels like sometimes they're so unwilling to kill characters, and then, like, in the first chapter, his crewmate just, like, kills that mountain guy.
Yeah, and I thought
head.
That set the tone.
Yeah, but then I was not expecting to see that guy's spine, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, that's like Gantz level shit right there, you know? So, I guess, does it stay that violent?
Not necessarily, no. There's not a lot of blood, actually.
Oh, so it's just...
Like, it's kind of like, it's kind of like anime, like, the rules, or maybe not anime rules, but basically, like, a video game rules, where there's not a lot of blood, but, like, you see the slash marks, and you see, like, them getting a wound, but there's not, like, everywhere.
I guess that's why I was so fucking thrown off, that guy literally got bisected, and you saw, like, sorry, I'm not gonna harp on the spine anymore, but, yeah, I guess I was like, oh, is this how violent the entire series is gonna be? Like, I'm not, like, opposed to it, but, like, that, I just wasn't expecting that.
I think that's gonna be the most violent thing. Like, okay. Honestly, there wasn't really very much.
Yeah.
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 The fight scenes do get better by a lot.
Okay, good, because the Captain Morgan scene where he's like, it felt so slow, where he's like, oh, and he hits his axe into the sand, and Zoro's like, he just dodges. And
I think that was the messiest scene because there's also a clip in which his like entire sword bends.
Oh, I saw that.
It's so goofy looking. Yeah.
Somebody like redid it in.
Photoshop. Yeah. But I will say like the fight scenes in the rest of the show are really good. There's like a final fight scene with Sanji later on that like it looks really good. Like they did a really good job with it. So like eventually your brain just forgets that like first few scenes.
I also heard that Usopp is more likable in the live action than he is in the manga.
He is so likable because, like, the way the actor portrays this, like, very braggy, like, over-the-top guy is... I've actually met people exactly like that, and I love them. Like, I love listening to them, like, tell stories that don't actually happen, don't make sense. And it feels great to listen to that. Whereas, like, seeing it in Japanese in an anime, it just doesn't hit us like well. I think it's something about like like American or like just Western culture that fits with that vibe better.
Wait, is Usopp supposed to be like American?
He does have an American accent.
Yeah. I mean, like, he isn't supposed to be American. I mean, nobody's like,
yeah,
American,
and he kind of uses
it,
like, yeah, he has an American slang accent, you know?
Okay.
He'll say things like, oh, and then I went like, but, you know, cause like, yo, boy, like that's how he'll talk.
Oh.
So it's not,
he's got like a little bit of a swagger, but it's like, there's a little bit of earnesty in it where like, it's okay. You can brag a little bit. And then, you know, he kind of puts himself in his place a little bit and it's a nice balance.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I really like that actor. He did a fantastic job
great.
As Usopp.
I fucking hate manga Usopp, or like, I just thought he was so fucking annoying. Like, in a world of like over the top characters, his was like, oh, just shut the fuck up. Like, in the series itself, I know he gets like better, but like his introduction for me was like so great.
He has definitely in the like the whole of the anime and manga, he has like the slowest character development. But in this, you can see there's like so much potential for him.
Okay.
And because of they've you know, introduced his like trauma and his relationships and like how he interacts with people, and you can see like the obvious overcompensation.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, there's no Chopper though, right?
Not yet, nobody knows what it's going to look like. Nobody knows what
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I just, you know, they're trying to not use CGI, right? As much as possible, it seems.
Yeah, not, because there's the, because there's the, what was it? The Navy, not Navy, Marines, like the one with the bunny nose.
Yeah,
and
they kind of threw on like some shitty Amazon bunny ears on him.
I think it worked fine. Like what else?
That threw me off. As a person who cosplays, seeing not bunny ears, rat ears, and like his like makeup rat stuff. And I was like, that's not cute. Like, why did you do that? I mean, ran out of budget.
I did think sometimes like a lot of the costumes look like low budget cosplay.
How dare you?
I mean, there are like characters I was like, I could see the wig line.
You know? Okay. I can understand that. But in terms of like the cloth choice, in my opinion, I think it worked. It just made it look like normal everyday clothing and not like a cosplay you see at a convention.
Oh, maybe I should say not like the actual costumes themselves, but like I thought a lot of the makeup and like hair looked really cheap to me. So,
yeah, I can see that.
But like, I can also see how that's like hard to pull off in a realistic way when everyone's like bright colored hair and shit.
Yeah, like Shanks didn't have to be like full red. It could have been like red mixed in with a little bit of something else, like maybe a little bit of blonde, maybe a little brown. But it was just like solid.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then like haircut, dude, it's like very obviously a wig. They could have like mixed in a few colors into it to make it look more realistic. But at the same time, like
hire her.
Oh no, not me. I'll just be there being like, you do it. I don't like how that looks. I'm not going to... My hands.
they need that.
It's tough to get a balance like with that, because you don't want to become like... Make these extravagant costumes that like kind of look incredible, still feel kind of, you know, weird in real life. But then also you don't want to like scale it so back that it feels like, you know, when people go to Disney and you can't like really cosplay. So you're kind of... What do they call that?
Disney bounding.
Disney bounding. And you don't really want that, so that it doesn't feel like, oh, you're just like trying. It's like finding that balance between the two.
I mean, the costumes themselves, I thought they did. Yeah. From what I saw, they did a good job.
I
liked
them. Because
like, if they actually put one piece like clothing into this, they would look ridiculous. Yeah. Just the shoes look like bowling balls with holes in them. So,
yeah. You know. I mean, I liked a lot of the costume decisions to make them look like everyday clothing, especially like Nami's clothing. They all just look like regular shirts. But then when you compare it to the anime, you're like, actually, that is exactly the same pattern. It just like, because of the way she wears it, it just looks like normal clothes.
Or the way Oda, you know, draws women.
Well, yeah, true.
I think they said it was two circles and an X is like their body. So,
it is.
Unless they're just
dead.
like I don't know. Just
unless
like,
they're Big Mama.
Yeah, Humong, like Alvida or something.
Dude, I want to cosplay Big Mama so bad.
I was a little disappointed by Alvida a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
You want her to be scarier?
I think I did want her to be more intimidating.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of camera angles.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a lack of the actress's part.
Yeah, she acted it well, I guess. It just, like, it didn't really capture her, like, larger-than-life personality sometimes. Same thing with Captain Morgan. You know, Captain Morgan was supposed to be this humongous dick, like horrible Navy
captain. He just felt goofy.
Yeah, he was like, I felt like a goofy dad that was maybe too serious or proud of himself. But like in the manga, he was like a terrible person. Like he was willing to kill like children.
I will say that his punishment was so severe that I was a little confused. Like why with the Garf? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like why did he like string him up? And like,
that's what I was, because in the manga, it's like pretty obvious that he's like a terrible person. Like he's willing to like, you know, sacrifice like citizens in order to like further his goal or whatever. And he's like super into himself. I think they made him like into himself in the live action, but that's not like a crime. Like he's not that terrible. He just seemed like a goofy dad. And like when he found out there was like a new recruit, he seemed like a nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. And they're like,
I mean, it's tough how you crunch all that story into what, 8 episodes or something. Mm-hmm. So obviously some parts they got.
I mean, he should have just like kicked a small child once, you know, just like make us like hate him.
That's what you want. That's what you just want children to be hurt.
Okay, he should kick a grandma then instead. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Is that better? I just wanted him to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
But he was like, okay. Like, he was just like stern guy.
Later when you meet Buggy, you're going to forget about all these.
Oh, I already met Buggy. He was in episode 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Buggy's hot. Buggy's, dude, that guy's hot. And I'm just like, damn, they really made this guy sexy. Like, one of my friends, Sid, Sidion on Twitch, she's like super into clowns. She thinks clowns are really hot. Like, not all clowns. But, you know,
I remember
like,
she dressed up as a clown before. Like,
she has dressed up like a clown before.
Yeah, she's really into clowns.
Shaco, she's like, I'm into that. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you're into Shaco. That is crazy to me. The clowns that like glide on the ground at like Halloween Horror Nights and Not Scary Farm, she thinks that's like, she likes sexy scary. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Buggy, she was super into that. And she feels very validated that there is just like so many thirst traps coming out on Buggy the Clown. And she's like, see guys, it's not just me. And then me and the rest of us were like, all right, dude, like whatever. You can go fuck your clowns. Like, I'm not going to stop you. Okay, we never stopped you from fucking your clowns. Fuck as many clowns as you want, honestly. But it's just not for me. But I will admit, Buggy is an attractive man. But I'm not sure if it's because of he's a clown or if he's just an attractive guy who acts well.
I think he's an attractive guy who acts well because I don't like clowns.
Oh, you know.
I don't find them attractive. I find circus things very attractive. Like, I love jugglers, but
clowns specifically?
Clowns just, I don't know what's so attractive about them. Like, what makes them hot? They're not hot.
You see, I think that's the normal reaction to clowns, guys. I don't think clowns are supposed to be sexy, Sid. She's never going
to. But I don't know. Like, what if you separate the two? What if you have a sexy clown? They're not supposed to be sexy, no? I don't know what I just said.
I don't know what he just said either.
What are we separating from the clown?
Maybe, yeah, clown by itself, scary, but like a sexy clown, ooh, that's kind of, I don't know.
No, still not for me. It's like the nose is weird and then the makeup is like all over the place and then they're purposefully giggling a lot.
Just, yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Do you want to fuck a clown, JHP?
I never said
that. Would you rather a clown or a vampire?
Vampire.
Would you rather?
Clown. I used to have a fear of vampires.
Okay.
I used to never
Yeah,
when I was younger, I would never go to sleep like with my like neck exposed. So I'd always, even if it was hot, I would just wear a...
What was the thing that triggered you or like made you afraid of vampires?
I mean, multiple things. Probably, I probably saw Interview with the Vampire too young.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, no, I saw that and it awakened me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's actually what I was gonna awakened say. I was like, for some people, it awakened. For
that's
other
Tom
people,
Cruise, right?
Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, that's a good looking cast.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, it was, man, movies
that
back then
movie
hit scared different.
You?
Hell yeah. You know, it's not a spoiler. You know, at the end when whatchamacallit is driving the car and then he pops out of the back of it, Tom Cruise.
Oh, I mean, like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to also hide my neck at night, but not for vampires, but for like monsters under the bed. You know how like you're not supposed to like expose your feet, like, put your blanket over it
because the monster will come and grab
your
foot.
Yeah, it'll grab your feet,
tickle
and
feet.
Eat your toes, obviously. Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. So
play
do you not
digits.
Romance Astarion?
I've kind of grown out of it, obviously, because I'm older now. So like, I kind of like vampire stuff. Like it's like intriguing to me. I hate praying mantises though. Best.
I would also not fuck a praying mantis either.
I don't know anyone
I'm with you on that one.
Wants to. Do you have it? Is this a topic you guys often talk about?
Well, no, there's the movie.
Well, no, this one's new. This one.
No, this was, I think I talked about this before. There's the movie with Hugh Grant and Julianne Moore. I think it's like 9 months. And she's like pregnant. And it's like him like dealing with like the father to be. And so Jeff Goldblum's in it, and they're talking about like praying mantises and how the females eat the male. So it was like making that parallel. So there's a scene where he dreams, and it's like a sexy room, and he's like, "Oh, hey, baby." He turns around, and she's a giant praying mantis in bed with him, and then she gets on top of him and starts eating him. That also saw that when I was too.
That
young.
Sounds like a fucking fever dream.
Like, yeah. Wow. Do you guys watch like scary movies when they come out? I've never really.
I hate scary movies.
I hate scary.
Like, I cannot handle scary media. I'm a huge wimp. I recently played a horror game on stream because I had to, and it was like it's a really poorly made, low budget horror game called Parasocial, where you play a streamer that is being stalked, essentially. And there's just like lots of jump scares, weird interactions and stuff like that. People who are like normally walking, all of a sudden they like run like a fucking sprinter and shit. Things like that. Horror games are just bad for my heart, I think. I literally start getting lightheaded when I like get scared. So
it's the jump scares. That's the only thing for me. Jump scares, like, you know, when I was younger, you know, you go in the theater like that.
Yeah.
But like, I like atmospheric horror. I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with gore. Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all good with that. It's when the cheap, like,
yeah, I don't like jump scares, but I love stuff like Junji Ito when there's just like things that will creep you out and like super grotesque. Like, Lovecraftian horror. Love that. When it's like things going insane, be like imagery that will just boggle your mind. People who don't act like normal humans anymore because their brain has melted. They're being controlled by like an entity far beyond our comprehension. Love that.
Okay, I lied. I like Junji Ito. I like horror manga, horror comics. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, you're not going to get fucking jump scared by a horror comic, you know?
No.
But, like, I mean, you have, Junji Ito, you have that sense of dread, though.
That bathtub scene with the spiral?
Oh, that shit was fucked
up. That was
up.
A jump scare.
That wasn't a jump scare for me, but it was just like a deeply unsettling. There's, like, stuff like that. I do, okay, it's weird, but I don't like horror movies, but I like... like knowing what the story of a horror movie is.
Oh yeah,
there is a YouTube channel called Dead Meat that I love.
Yes. Oh yeah,
they do the kill counts, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
They do the kill counts. It's a guy by a guy named James A. Janisse and his wife, and his like crew, and they will completely outline like the plot of a movie. They'll do like background information, like interviews, just like little things that you wouldn't know about the movie. They also count the kills, obviously, and like I like his like style of humor, and like I really enjoy that stuff because when it comes to like the jump scares and stuff, he'll explicitly say like, "Oh, and this person gets murdered, blah blah blah." They get and then all like the horror scariness of it is like gone.
Yeah,
so
it's more of the storytelling aspect,
and I love that. So I love like. It's weird. So I guess I love the mythos, the lore, everything around horror.
You just want to know like what the twists and whatever. Like I have one called there's Found Flicks. They do the same thing. They do it for horror, but they just like outline the whole story and then like explain the ending and then what they think happened. And I'll just listen to those.
I like that. I like it when people explain things to me. So I don't have to like spend the time to like listen to it or watch it or whatever. Someone else is just like telling the story to me. And I like that a lot.
Yeah, same. I don't know. Like I will never play a game of Warhammer 40K probably. Like the tabletop minifigs. Mm-hmm. But I will listen to so many podcasts, watch so many lore videos, recaps, etc. Tell you about all the different Space Marine like legions, the different chaos armies and alien Xenos factions and stuff. That shit is so cool and fascinating to me.
I think more people should do lore videos because it's like, I don't want to experience this by myself. I want to experience how you enjoy experiencing this thing. And I want to be part of your hobby because you're enjoying it.
And that's hot.
Yeah, that's real hot. I love that. Like the more people are like, this is the thing I like a lot and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm like, oh my God, yes, keep going. I want to listen to you talk about the thing you love.
Wait, that's actually like, I always hear like when I talk to like girls like that are looking like what they find attractive in a guy. It's just like, oh, I like when a guy is passionate about something. I was what kind of passion? It's like, honestly, like anything. As long as like they could talk on and on about it and it's like not like explicitly weird, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it depends on who you're
asking. Not like talking down. to you about it, like, you wouldn't understand.
Not mansplaining or gatekeeping.
Yeah. It's more like, I'm going to tell you about how I made all of my Warhammer figures and like the way that I paint them and stuff. I'm like, do tell me. Tell me more. This is cool. This is great information. Like, and it's not because I actually want to get into whatever they're into. I just like listening to them talk about it for like endless amount of time. I do this with, I watch a lot of video game lore videos too, because like, I don't have time to play through an entire thing of like Mass Effect, and I just want to know the story because everyone's like, the story's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not everyone has fucking 60, 80 to 150 hours to finish like fucking Fallout 3 and all side quests, you know? But like, you know, if someone does like a short YouTube video and like, oh, this is a really cool side quest that I found on Fallout 3 and this is the lore behind it and all the background, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm down. Like, I never finished Elden Ring. I'm sorry. I just never finished it. There was one boss I ran into, one area I ran into. I was like, fuck this game. Never playing it again. And then I found a YouTube channel. I think his name is Vatu, something like that. Yeah, and he just does lore dumps, background info, whatever, on a lot of like the FromSoft games. And I was like, oh, I fucking love this shit. This is like, I want like this playing at my funeral or something. This is great. Like, I'm at peace. It puts me at peace.
Did you see the guy who had his goldfish beat like one of the bosses?
That's crazy.
In Elden Ring. So basically what happens is he had a tank and it had like a grid of like buttons, like L2, R2, whatever.
So
and
the then position I guess
like
tank.
The camera would detect when the fish would swim to a certain area and do that. Literally beat, was it Godric?
On hard mode.
Melania. It beat Melania?
Yeah.
I have no excuse. I'm worse than a goldfish at gaming. Wow. I can't be the only one worse than a goldfish at gaming, though. It's not just me, right, guys?
It's most people, right? Most people.
Yeah, I gotta say. Wait, is that like the god goldfish or some shit? Wait, that's amazing.
His name is Tortellini.
If I was FromSoft, I would make a reference to that goldfish in like a future game, you know?
That'd be pretty cool.
Tortellini, Slayer of Melania, you know?
It's like a giant, like Magikarp-esque goldfish who just like flops there.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be adorable. I was imagining a half human, half fish.
Oh, with, like,
that's way more horrifying.
It's not a mermaid. It's like the front of the head is the fish and the body is like a fucking hulked out, buff-ass dude. But if it's a giant Magikarp just being like, and everyone's worshiping him and he's a shrine and he's just like this and everyone's
That'd
like, he is the bringer of peace.
I could just see him like shit ton of health. He doesn't attack you until randomly and it's a one hit kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just like flops once and then your screen just vibrates and you just die.
No matter what. Yeah. No, that's, they should sponsor this. They should, this should be how
they
pay
you for this. Come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you're about to fight Mikola and this goldfish just drops on top of Mikola and kills her instantly and then you have to fight the goldfish instead, you know? Like that would be great.
Tortellini.
You've been playing any games lately, though?
Baldur's Gate.
Yes.
Love it so much. I want to romance everyone, Asterion especially. But I feel like I haven't gotten very far. There's, you know how you talk to people about the game and they're going down a completely different path? And they'll be like, did you encounter this? I'm like, what do you mean? That's a possibility? I couldn't. Like the owl bear?
The owl bear, yeah.
In the goblin camp, I never found out about that. And now I can never because I already killed everyone.
Bear. Oh, yeah. I let the baby survive, and then I was like, oh, let's have fun with it, and I picked up and threw it, and then the people I came with got pissed off, and so I killed them and the cub.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you encounter the frog? There's, like, a frog near Auntie Ethel's, and that frog messed me up in one hit, one kill. I had to run away.
I've just
so
been
fast.
Talking to cows. I got the talk with animals, so I talked with a couple of the cows when I came in there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I just want to restart my run because I heard I think warlocks can talk to the dead. There's a class that can speak to the dead.
So,
but you can't. There's a scroll you can use instead.
Oh,
I speak with dead all the time.
It's like near the beginning. I don't know exactly where. It's like one of the early like dungeon areas. But you go in there and then you find it, and then there's like the undead dude who comes out, and then he'll join your camp.
Wait, what? Oh yeah. What's his name? With the face.
I forget.
Yeah.
The guy he comes, but he allows you to.
It's like something silly, like shimmers or whatever.
Yeah. But you can resurrect people with him, or you can hire a hireling. But yeah, after him, I was able to talk to the dead.
Dude, this is so sad.
I found out you can't talk to the dead if their body is burnt to a crisp.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll do it.
Yeah, whoopsies.
Honest.
So you want to make sure you just go slash and then hello. And they're like, hello.
Five questions. I think that you can ask them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty great.
Okay. Yeah, I know one of my friends on their run, they killed Asterion. And they killed his ass. And then they kept his body in their inventory. And then they were like, oh, wait, we could just talk to Asterion because he's dead. And then, like, they talk to him and he speaks like so fucking cryptically about like the like his goals or like what he wanted to do while he was alive and shit. And I was like,
what?
Damn, you guys killed Asterion, huh? He's like,
wait.
Yeah, we actually killed most of the companions that he could play in the game. Because they were playing a multiplayer run. Like,
yeah,
with four
that
people.
Makes sense. And so,
so like, yeah, almost all of them died. Like, almost all of the companions died. So I was just like, damn.
The amount of possibilities. I didn't even think about that, that the voice actors had to record the dead version of themselves.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the amount of voice lines, just because you're able to talk to every animal and dead body in the game is, like, fucking crazy. That game is game of the year, like, easily.
Oh, absolutely.
If not game of, like, the decade or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have, like, what, like, 30 hours or so? I'm, like, barely... I don't even know where I am. I'm still early in Act 1.
Yeah, like, I still feel like I'm early in the game, and I'm 40 hours in.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I feel like I haven't scratched the surface at all.
I've been stuck in Act 1 because I just keep restarting the run because, like, I'll run into a situation where I'm like, oh, if I was this class and had this ability, I could do this.
Forgetting to autosave?
Also I've forgetting to autosave.
Yeah, so I autosave. Like, it's F5 is autosave, F5, yeah. Right? So you just spam F5 for every interaction, every roll. I pass every roll.
I remember there was one time where you know the squirrel where you could kick it?
Oh, no. Yeah. And then,
there's
yeah,
a squirrel that you could
squirrel.
Find that, like, fucks with you, and you could choose to, like, kick it. So, you fucking kick that squirrel into that tree, and it turns into a bloody pulp. It's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He just attacked me, because I was talking to him. He was like, yeah, get off my property!
Oh, I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then I fucked up my roll.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't speak to him, so, like, it just gave me the option of leaving it alone or kicking it. So I kick it and it fucking just like fucking flies in the tree and melts essentially.
Jesus. Oh my god.
And the Starian's like, oh, what a waste of blood. And then he like disapproved. So like, oh shit, my bad.
Whoopsies.
So I resetted that. So I that like restarted that.
Sucking with on the tree.
Yeah. And then I wanted to see what happened if I failed the kick. So you fail it and you just like miss. Like the squirrel just like jukes you and it's like so yeah. I don't know. This game is great. This game is so fucking good.
Are
I
you
love
guys
it.
Just doing one campaign or do you have like multiple with friends?
Well, I tried to do a multiplayer campaign when it was like the first week. It was actually, you know Lena?
Yeah.
Okay. So like Lena's never played D&D, right? And
right.
Like so we had a 4-player game and I was like, okay, this is D&D. There's very different rules. You don't like just randomly kill stuff. She immediately kills a rat that was in the druid camp. So obviously that was like a druid as a person. She just killed the rat.
Yeah.
And the entire druid people were just like, we're gonna fucking kill you. How dare you? You betrayed us. And we team wipe immediately. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, we wrote from save. And I'm like, okay, don't kill anyone. This is D&D. It's different. And immediately someone loots the idol that they were worshiping.
Oh, no.
And they're like, you have betrayed us again. And I'm like, who the fuck was that? Who the fuck looted this fucking idol? Was it you, Lena? You motherfucker. And she's like, bitch, it was not me. It's not me. And I'm like, you fucking liar. You killed the rat and now you're just trying to ruin our game. Ugh, don't touch anything that has a red marker on it. You just, we team wipe. And then I'm like, let's just leave the druid camp. It's fine. We'll just go and do something else. And we're climbing a hill and I see a chest and I'm like, guys, look, it's a chest. So I go and loot it. And the whole team is just like, oh, really? Oh, you can loot things now, Stella? Not us? We can't touch anything? I'm like, yeah, there was a lot of gold in that chest. It's mine now. Well, so we haven't played together since at all.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, one of my friends, Sean, Seanic Sean, he thought that the druids were racist. So he was like,
were.
We must eliminate all racism, even in video games. So he went on to kill every druid in the camp. And
wow.
It made it difficult for his other multiplayer companions that are also in the same game. Say, stop killing the druids. Like, no, kill racism. Racism is bad.
Wow.
So yeah, it was great.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
yeah, they saved the tieflings, I guess.
I mean, tieflings are hot for what it's worth.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Did you guys find their hideout, like, in the camp? Like,
yes.
You follow one of them into the hideout, and then he's like, you better leave.
Oh, the
I'm
kids, yeah.
Down 10.
I couldn't get in there because I'm not a halfling. I can't get inside.
I wasn't
inside.
A halfling either.
How do you get
inside?
Oh,
so there is... So if you save, like, this one child, he'll give you, like, a password.
Mm.
And then you'll be able to enter their...
Fuck. Man, yeah. I was trying to get in there by, like, blowing up the rocks. It didn't work. Like, nothing worked. I was like, how the hell do I get into this?
So I think there's one entrance that if you're a druid, you could turn into, a, like, a rat and go in through that way.
I think that's what it was. I think that's how I got in.
But there's
there.
Another way to get in where, like, if you go to a beach that's nearby, like, that area, there's, like, harpies attacking a tiefling child. And if you kill the harpies and save the tiefling child, like, oh, thank you so much. You should go to our encampment. Here's the password. And like, find this person, give them password, and we'll let you into our. And then you go in. And then when I went in, like, that girl was like, you better leave. I was like, I fucking saved your friend, you bitch.
Yeah, oh. they said that I was harassing the tieflings. Like, you're harassing kids out here. I'm going to throw you in jail. I was like, all right, let's see. 20 roll. I'm like, well, ha. Fuck. Yeah. Guess I'm going to jail.
Well, aww. I murdered the child, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a barbarian. I cleaved her in two.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. No, it was a good time, though. But I think that's all the time we have today for our Boomer versus Zoomer episode. Yeah. That was great. I wish we could talk more about egg preg.
Yeah,
but
we can.
I don't know. I'm going to make sure JHB does some homework on that so he has more questions for the follow-up.
I'm kind of upset on the egg preg, yeah.
Yeah. But I think you'll be really into egg preg, bro.
Come listen to my podcast. You'll learn more about egg preg. It's called BLHQ.
BLHQ?
Yeah.
Nice. Where can we find that on, like,
it's
most?
On all of the platforms at
nice.
This point. Yeah.
Awesome. That's amazing. I will.
You're going to listen to it, and you're going to listen to me talk about the smuttiest fanfic I've ever read in my whole life. Woo.
Wait, you wrote or?
Read.
Read. Okay. I thought you wrote it for a second.
Do you want to hear about a good?
Yeah, give me a synopsis.
I call it the sentient fleshlight universe, in which there's a fleshlight, and if you put your blood on it, it connects to you, like, you know, wirelessly. And then so whatever you do to it, it's also happening to you. And the guy was playing with it, and then he got it confiscated by the hall monitor dude. The hall monitor dude didn't know it was sentient. It was connected Wi-Fi wise. And so he was playing with it, and like our main character boy was like just chilling at a party. And he's like, oh no, something's happening to my booty. And he had to run over to his room and just let it happen to him. And him being like, my crush is doing things to me and he doesn't know he's doing it to me. Oh no. It's a great story.
Check out BLHQ if you want to hear more from Stella Chu and all her BL reading adventures. That's great. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about, anything coming up?
So I have a really cool warehouse now where I build costumes. So if you guys want costumes, like, let me know. Like, I already made a costume for you, like, way back when. But like,
yeah, like, before COVID, I think, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Way before COVID, like, three years before COVID. But yeah, like, making cosplays now. I have, like, 7 or 8 3D printers. I have a laser cutter. I've got a John Wick-themed gun room.
That's dope.
She showed me photos. Cool. It's crazy.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's big space, like 3,000 square feet worth of, like, just cosplay stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I will definitely hit you up. I think I have some ideas. Not a sentient fleshlight, though, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's just a fan fiction. It's not real life, which makes me sad.
Right. Just the fan fiction. Anyway, JHB, do you have anything to promote?
Not really. I'm JHB Team. You can probably find me on Twitter or Google, something like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. If you fucking do that thing that you were doing before, I'll end you.
Can I please do it to the me saying I dropped out? Because that was actually kind of funny.
Okay, sure. That's good.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then that's it. I'll leave
that
it
sounds great. All right. And I'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.